Maseches Ksubos Perek Hey Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav discusses the details of a husband's obligation of ona, which is a Torah mandated obligation upon a husband to provide for his wife's conjugal needs and have relations with her at the proper times, as the Mishnah will detail. The Mishnah begins by discussing Hamadir es ishto mitashmish hamita. If a husband takes a vow to abstain from having any relations with his wife, so Beis Shammai omrim shtei shabbosos. Beis Shammai rule that so long as he vows to remain separate from his wife for two weeks or less, the woman may not demand a divorce. But if he would vow to abstain from being with her for longer than 2 weeks, then the woman would be entitled to demand a divorce and the payment of her ksuba. Beis Hillel omrim shabbos achas. Beis Hillel have a shorter time limit and say if the vow was longer than even 1 week, then that would be grounds for the woman to demand a divorce and payment of her ksuba. However, the Mishnah adds, though generally a husband must be sure to provide for his wife in this manner, HaTalmidim yotz in the Talmud Torah, students, Talmidim, husbands who spend their time learning Torah may leave their wives, even Shelo Birshus, even without their wife's permission, shloshim yom, for up to 30 days, for an entire month, as it's assumed that a woman will be willing to forgo her entitlement to be with her husband for the sake of the betterment of his Talmud Torah, of his learning. And apalim shabbos achas, people who work for a living, if they need to leave their homes for up to a week, they're allowed to do so even without their wife's permission. The Mishnah concludes by delineating and specifying just how often a man is obligated to be with his wife, and it depends on what the husband does for a living. Ha'ona ha'amura b'Torah, says the Mishnah, the man's obligation to be intimate with his wife, as mandated by the Torah itself, is defined as follows. Hatayalin, loosely translated as men who aren't too busy. Husbands who either don't have a job or don't have a job that keeps them too busy, so they have a lot of free time and energy, so they have to be with their wives daily. Bechol yom. They're not too busy with anything else, so they have no reason to exempt themselves from this obligation on any particular day. Hapoalim, men who do have jobs, so they return home every night, but they're busy all day with work, so shtayim b'shabbos, they're obligated to be with their wives twice a week. Hachamarim, donkey drivers. Achas b'shabbos, they have to be with their wives once a week. And the reason is that a donkey driver typically has to travel to other cities to transport his merchandise. That's what he does for a living. So he's often only home at night once a week. So he would have a chiyuv to be with his wife for at least that amount of time once each week. Hagamalim, camel drivers, who generally traverse much greater distances and are away from home for much longer amounts of time. So achas l'shloshim yom, they have to be with their wives only once every 30 days. And again, it's because they're often only home once every 30 days. Hasapanim, sailors, who travel extremely far distances and can go many months without returning home. So achas l'shisha chadashim, they're only obligated to be with their wives once every 6 months, because again, they may only return home once every 6 months. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer concludes the Mishnah. These enumerations are according to the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Mishnah Zayin. In previous Mishnayos, we have discussed the obligations that a woman has towards her husband. And in Mishnah Zayin, we will discuss what the consequences are for a woman who does not fulfill all of her obligations, and then at the end, vice versa, the consequences for a man who doesn't fulfill his obligations as well. Hamoredes al baila, a woman who rebels against her husband, again, by not fulfilling all that she's obligated to. So pochsin la miksubasa shiva dinarim bishabis. We subtract 7 dinarim per week, 1 dinar per day, from her ksuba payment. And Rabbi Yehuda omer shiva tarpi'ikin. Rabbi Yehuda says that we subtract 7 tarpi'ikin per week, a different amount than the Tanakhama says. And the Gemara discusses exactly how much 7 tarpi'ikin is worth. Ad Masai Gupoches, continues the Mishnah. How far will we go with this? How much will we fine her or take away from her for not fulfilling her duties? Ad Keneged Ksubasa, will continue to deduct from her Ksuba until there's no Ksuba left? We won't go farther than that, at least according to the Tanakhama, but we would eventually erase her entire Ksuba payment. Rabbi Yossi Omer, however, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, the Olam Hupoches Faholech will continue to fine her for her misdeeds, even beyond the basic worth of her Ksuba, to the extent that Sheim Tipo Lala Yerusha Mimakom Acher, if she ever inherits some possessions from a different relative, Go Vehemena, her husband will be allowed to collect that from her, to fine her, in effect, in addition to owing her nothing for her Ksuba, and to collect 70 Narim, or 7 Tarpeikin, per week, in exchange for her not fulfilling her obligations towards him. And similarly, this too, as we mentioned, is a two-sided deal. It works both ways. V'chin hamoreid al ishto. So to a man who rebels against his wife and doesn't fulfill his obligations towards her. So mosifin la al ksubasa shlosha dinarim b'shabbos. We would add on to his ksuba obligation 3 dinarim per week in exchange or as a fine for the fact that he isn't providing for her in the way that he should. And again, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosha Tarpeikin, that we don't add on 3 dinarim per week, but rather 3 Tarpeikin per week.